Today's daf is Lamed Chet. We're starting the fourth parak of Menachot. We're going to talk about tzitzit today, and a teeny drop about tefillin, but more about tzitzit. Hatzchelet eina ma'akevet et halavan, v'halavan eino ma'akevet hatzchelet. Okay, the first thing is the tzchelet, which is the dye that's supposed to go in the tzitziot, which, I don't know if you've ever been to the up north, there's a place where they claim that they found they've rediscovered it comes from the blood of a particular snail.
There's a great book that they wrote.
Right, so it's all about the tchelet. So some people think that that's actually the tchelet, some people think it's not. The majority of people don't actually wear tchelet in their tzitzit, but what we're discussing is if you knew what tchelet was and if you had it, and you know, this is the halacha. The tchelet is not ma'akevet at halavan, v'halavan eino ma'akevet at tchelet. The assumption is, if you have tzitziot that are all levanim, or all tchelet, it sounds like, it would be fine. In other words, in theory, you're supposed to have white and tchelet, but if the tchelet is not ma'akevet halavan, and the levan is not ma'akevet at tchelet. So you're able to fulfill the mitzvah without both.
Which is a good thing.
Which is a good thing, since we don't actually know what the tchelet is, exactly. Tefillah shel yad eina ma'akevet et shel rosh, v'shel rosh eina ma'akevet et shel yad. Now these things seem to be parallel, but they're not really exactly parallel, because in the first case with the tchelet and the lavan, we're basically saying you're fulfilling the mitzvah, you have complete tzitzit, even though you're missing one of the colors. In the second one, we're basically saying you have one tefillin, but you don't have the other. Okay, so if you have only tefillin shel yad or only tefillin shel rosh, you can still put on the one that you have and fulfill that mitzvah. I didn't talk about this the other day, but in fact, it's interesting. Many of the Moneh HaMitzvot count the mitzvot of Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad as two separate mitzvot. Okay, not everybody, but the majority of the people, you know, there's the Sefer Mitzvot, there's the Rambam, there's the Sefer Chinuch, there's the Ramban. They all counted mitzvot, and many of them counted as two separate mitzvot. So here we're going to basically say you could do one mitzvah without doing the other mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvot are not dependent one on the other. Or even if you view it as one entire mitzvah, you can still do part of the mitzvah without fulfilling the other part of the mitzvah. That's very different from not having tchelet and lavan, right? They sound like two of the same things in the Mishnah, but they're really two different things. Gemara starts out and says, Lema manitin de lo kerebi. It seems that our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rebbe. Why? Ditanya uri'item oto. This is obviously by tzitzit. Vaya lachem letzitzit. And these should be for you for tzitzit, or re'item oto, and you should see them. Okay, so now, what's the assumption? What are you supposed to see? Melamed shema'akvin ze et ze. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, if you don't see both the lavan and the tchelet, okay, now where does he get that from? What's the pasuk that comes right before this? Okay, let's talk about where we get the tchelet and the lavan, the fact that we have both. It says in the pasuk right before, Uri'item oto, it says, Dabera b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, v'asu lehem tzitzit, al kamfei v'gdehem l'dorotanam. Okay, now here comes the important pasuk. V'natnu al tzitzit ha-kanaf, put on the tzitzit on the kanaf. We're going to see in a minute, they're going to say on the kanaf means put it on the corner, like the corner. And since most begadim were white, what they meant was put on the corner, like the corner, meaning white. And then it says, petil tchelet, and put tchelet. Okay, so that's where they're going to get that you need both colors. And then it says, and this should be for you for tzitzit, uri'item oto, and you should see it. So there you see, you have to have both, he says. V'chachamim omrim ein ma'akvin. Okay, this is not ma'akev. My time at Rebbe, what's his reason? Dichtiv hakanaf min kanaf. Okay, hakanaf means like a type that's like the kanaf, meaning the white. Uchtiv p'til tchelet. V'am rachman uritem oto ad ika travayu b'chad. Okay, so he says that means until you have both of them together in one garment, that's not tzitzit. V'rabbanan uri'item oto kochad l'chudeh mashma. They say, as long as it says uri'item oto, not otam, plural, it says uri'item oto, as they don't disagree that you need white and tchelet, but they say that as long as you see one of them, you can be yotze. So, mash lema de lo kerebi. So therefore, our Mishnah, which says, ha'tchelet inam ha'kevet ha'lavan, ha'lavan inam ha'kevet ha'tchelet, if you only have one of them, it's okay, sounds to go against Rebbe, who says you actually need both. So the Gemara says, Lo nitzracha, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Afilu tema Rebbe, we can even explain our mission according to Rebbe. How so? Lo nitzracha, ela lekadem. Okay, what does that mean? When it says, it doesn't mean if you have one and you don't have the other. It means in terms of the order. The order doesn't mess you up. In other words, you need both, according to Rebbe. You have to have both. But if you, now the question is, did what in the wrong order? Okay? So, one opinion, Rashi says, it's to string. Okay? If you put, when you put the strings in, okay, this is how it works. You take four strings, and you put them through the hole, you know, you make a hole in the corner of the baguette, you put the strings through, and then you end up with basically eight strands, because you fold them in half, right? So you end up with eight. And then you do a series of knots, windings, knots, windings, knots, windings, right? So you see these windings, you basically, if you don't have tzitzit, you should take, look at a picture of tzitzit. Basically starts out with a knot, then you wind the string around, and then you do a knot, and then you wind the string around, then you do a knot, and you wind the string around, etc. So you get to the bottom, and then you tie a knot at the bottom. And there's a debate about whether you tie one knot, double knot, or even a triple knot. Okay, that's going to come from our sugya later today. So now, the question is, when you have both Lavan and Tchelet, you do the windings of the different, each time you wind it, you're doing it with a different color. So, lekadem could possibly mean, for, you put the white string in first, and then the blue, or, and the Tchelet, or you put you do the winding, the first winding should be of the white, and the second one would be of the Tchelet. Okay?
I was just thinking, I don't know about how they do it, but they have to alternate what gets wound if they're going to have them end up being more or less the same length at the bottom.
Right, that's true also. Yes. Good point. Okay, so therefore he says that's what it means. That the order in which you do it is not ma'akev. Ditanya. Now, how do we know there's even an issue of the order? Mitzvah lahakdim lavan letchelet. Okay, the Braita says it's a mitzvah to start off with lavan. Now, why is that? Because it says, right? Al tzitzit hakanaf, first white, and then tchelet, til tchelet. V'imigdim tchelet lelavan yatsa, ela shechiser mitzvah. So it says you have to do it, but if you did the tchelet first, you'd be yotze, just you'd be missing a mitzvah. So what does this mean? My chiser mitzvah.
Tying the tzitzit themselves a mitzvah? Or is it putting them on, in which case you'd be chiser it every day?
I think it's the way, right, I think it's wearing it.
Because is the tying of it its own mitzvah?
No,
because that's where the issue would be. About.
Right, but they're saying, well, again, if you say it's like Rashi about which string you put in first, then that would be much more difficult. If you say it's about which winding goes first, well, then that would be relevant.
They're done.
It's true that they're done, but the question is, if it was done that way, is it a kosher tzitzit or not? That's the issue. In other words, how important is that winding to be done first lavan and then tchelet? Is that so critical that it's going to passel your tzitzit that you can't be yotze wearing tzitzit? And obviously it's not, right? They claim, they say it's clearly not ma'akev. And according to Rebbe, that's how he would read our Mishnah. Okay, we're going to have some issues with this soon, but we'll start with this explanation. So now we have to first understand, what does it mean, chachiser mitzvah? My chiser mitzvah. Ilema chiser mitzvah de lavan v'kiyem mitzvah de tchelet. Because maybe we'll say there's two issues, right? You have to have lavan and you have to have tchelet. So if it means that he missed the mitzvah of lavan, because he didn't start with lavan, but he was mekayim the mitzvah of tchelet, l'rebi ikuvim ma'akev ha'hadadeh. That is, according to Rebbe, this wouldn't make any sense, because it would basically mean, since you started with the tchelet, this is a tzitzit, the ki'ilu only has tchelet in it. There's no mitzvah of lavan that you're mekayim. If that's the case, well, then Rebbe would say, that's not a good tzitzit at all. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, shechiser mitzvah va'asa mitzvah. Okay, that he missed one thing, but he did something else. Umay chiser mitzvah. In other words, yes, he was oseh mitzvah, because it does have the lavan and the tchelet. We don't view it as if the lavan isn't there because you didn't put it first. So it is like you have the lavan there and the tchelet. But what's chiser mitzvah? De lo avad mitzvah min amuvchar. In other words, it doesn't mean you're mamash chiser. Chiser sounds like you missed a mitzvah. It's just saying that you didn't do the mitzvah the way it was supposed to be done. Okay, so that's the issue here. Okay, now getting back to our Mishnah. So according to this, we're going to read our Mishnah again, only according to Rebbe. According to Chachamim, it's very clear, Tchelet no makevet la'levan, la'levan no makevet tchelet, means you don't have to have both colors. But according to Rebbe, it means that if you, the order of how you either string them through or do the windings is not makev. So now they're going to say, according to Rebbe's reading, or the reading that we're going to say, claim Rebbe has the Mishnah, hat, in as obviously the other alternative is to just say like the Gemara started out, which is our Mishnah just doesn't match Rebbe's opinion. But the Gemara prefers not to do that, so therefore, you have to remember Rebbe Yehuda Nasi also put together the Mishnah. Now it happens there are Mishnayot that don't go according to Shita, but it would definitely make more sense if you could have the Mishnah go according to his opinion. Hatinach, so it makes sense. Now you have to look back at the Mishnah. Lavan, hatinach lavan de'eno makev tetchelet. It makes sense for the line that says the lavan is not makev the tchelet, meaning if you didn't put the lavan, so it doesn't mess up the tchelet if the tchelet went first. But tchelet de'eno makev lavan mayhi. But what does that line mean? Tchelet de'eno makev lavan would sound like, well, if you were supposed to do the tchelet first and it said you did the lavan first, it won't mess it up. But we're not supposed to do the tchelet first, so that doesn't make any sense. It's, you would only need one line, according to Rebbe. You wouldn't need it both possibilities. So now there's a girsa issue, and most people say that we don't read this next line, so I'm going to skip it. Okay? We're going to, it's a line that appears a few lines later, and it makes more sense to say it goes there. Itmar Nami, it was also said, Amalei Levi l'Shmuel, Levi said to Shmuel, Aryoch, okay, Aryoch is either the name of a king, and it mean, either which way it means a reference to a king. Some people say it's like an Ari, okay, like a lion. Some people say it was the name of some king that existed then, and maybe it's from there. Anyway, he calls him, you lion, like in a form of kavod. Lotetiv akarech ad mefarshat li laha milta. Don't sit down until you explain to me the following. Hatchelet eina ma'akevet et halavan, ma'alavan eino ma'akevet hatchelet. Maihi. Okay, so basically, all we're having here is that we ask the question, and then we brought a conversation between Levi and Shmuel, where Levi said to Shmuel, I don't understand the following thing, which is the exact same thing. That's why it was introduced by Itmar Nami, which means it was also said, okay, the same question was asked also by from Levi to Shmuel. And that's why it makes more sense that the Gemara didn't bring, because what's given there is the bottom line answer, the sentence I skipped. So it makes more sense it's going to come later when it actually we answer the question. I lost my place. Amarle, he says to him, "Lo nitzrcha ella l'sadim b'tzitzit, de mitzvah lakdu me lavan b'reisha." Okay, so he says, what this is coming to say is that the the mitzvah is to put the lavan first. My time, hakanaf min kanaf. V'i akdim tchelet l'lavan late lamba. Okay, and what it's saying is if you put the tchelet first, then there's no issue. It's okay. So then they say again, ha'tinach lavan de'eno makevet ha'tchelet. Tchelet de'eno makevet ha'lavan mayi. In other words, that didn't answer the real question, right? That answered, and as we read the question of Levi to Shmuel, is our question. But really, the way Shmuel answered him was explaining the first line. So then Shmuel said, then Levi says to him, well, what about the second line? In other words, I got that, but what about the second line, Maihi? So here comes our answer. Amar le Rami Barchama, lo nitzrcha ela l'talit shekula tchelet. Sound familiar? Where do we have a beged talit shekula tchelet? It was one of the questions that Korach asked Moshe. Remember, are you chayav in tzitzit if the whole thing is tchelet? And the answer is you are. So here they're going to, Rami Barchama says, in a talit shekula tchelet, why, right? In that case, remember I said before, there's no case where you do tchelet first. Ah, no, there is. According to Rami Rachama, if you had a beged shekula tchelet, then min kanaf, what have we explained min kanaf? It's like the corner of the garment. If the corner of the garment is tchelet, then you start with tchelet. Okay? So, v'i akdim lavan beresha, late lambay. What it's trying to tell you when it says, that if you started with, I'm sorry, the opposite, that if you started with I confused the order. Right, it's Tchelet Einam Akevet Et HaLavan, is if you started with Tchelet, it wouldn't mess it up, okay? If you started with Lavan, you wouldn't mess up the Tchelet, okay? So in that case, you're supposed to start with Tchelet according to Rami Bar Chama, okay? And the Mishnah is basically telling you, in a case where you're supposed to start with Lavan, if you started with Tchelet, it's okay. And in a case where you're supposed to start with Tchelet, if you started with Lavan, it's okay. Amar Rava. Rava says against this, Midi Tziva Kagarim? Is it the color that's Goreim? In other words, what, there's this order to, okay, there's a bit of a debate about how you read his statement, okay? But let's assume it means, is it dependent, you're supposed to go in order of colors, is that so important? Ela Amar Rava, he has a whole different explanation of the Mishnah. Lo Nitzracha Ela Legardumim. Di Gardum Tchele Bekai Lavan. Gadrum Lavan, Bekai Tchelet, Late Lamba. Da Amre B'nei Rabbi Chia, Gardume Tchelet Ksherim, Begardume Ezov Ksherim. He says this whole thing about the Tchelet, Noma Kevet Lavan, Lavan, Noma Kevet Tchelet, is not Likadem. There's no such thing, according to him, as there's an order how you're supposed to do it. What he says is that it means that if your strings get cut off somehow, and they're much shorter, this we talked about this in the Tefillin. If the strings get cut off, let's say, according to him, he says, if the tchelet got cut off but you still have lavan, or if the lavan got cut off and you still have the tchelet, then there's no issue at all, okay? Because gardumei tchelet are ksherim, okay? And he understands gardumei tchelet. In other words, if you have, you know, cut off strings, right? Look at the strings. The strings are a particular length, but the length is not as important. If they get cut off, then as long as you had certain length to begin with, we're going to talk about what the length is, then even if it gets cut off, if the tchelet gets cut off, that doesn't mess up your tzitzit because you still have the lavan. If the lavan gets cut off, you still have your tchelet. And, okay, they're all ksherim, just like the gardumei ezov or ksherim, also with the ezov and the mechatat, if it was cut off.
We would mess up the tzitzit in the washing machine.
Right, in the washing machines, exactly. Exactly. Okay. V'kama shi'or gardumim. Okay, so now they want to know how much do you need, right? How short can they be? Okay, so what's the shi'or? Amar bar hamduri amar shmuel kedei la'anvan, to make a slip knot with it. Okay, you have to be able to make a knot with it. Okay, some sort of small knot. You have to be able to knot it in order for it to be considered long enough. Ibayalahu. So now we're going to have some questions about this.
That's pretty short.
Pretty short, yeah. Yeah, they don't have to be so long. You have to remember, they're already long because they're already tied and winded and all that. But now we're talking about what's left after that. If they get cut off, as long as you can make a slip knot. So now we're going to have a few questions about this. Ibayalahu. Kedei la'anvan la'avan kulhu bahadade. Odilma kol chavachad l'chudeh. Does it have to be long enough that you could tie them all in one knot, which is going to obviously, right, look, if I'm going to try to make a knot out of all of these, it's going to be a longer knot than if I just want to make a slip knot out of one of them, okay? So does it have to be the length of all of them together to make a knot, or is it enough for each one individually? Teku, we don't know the answer to that question.
Another question to leave standing.
What?
It's not a good question to leave standing.
Right, because they do actually get cut off. By Rav Ashi, Alime de lome anve. What if it's very thick, the strings that you put on, right? It's hard for us to imagine they're so thin. But if you were to make tzitzit with thick strings and you couldn't, right? You couldn't tie them because they're so thick. Once it's thick, you need a lot more length to be able to tie it. But the ihavu ktine me anve. But if they were the length, if they had been narrow, you know, very thin, they could have been tied in a, is the, let's put it like this, is the length, is that a length they gave us just to give us a basic length that it has to be long enough to tie? Or does it actually have to be able to be tied? So if it were thick, then, and it can't be tied, do we say as long as it's long enough that if it were thin it would be tied, is that okay or not? Amar Rav Acha, Berei de Reva, Rav Ashi, Kol Shekein de Minkar Mitzvatayhu. One second, he says here, but I think one second. Right. In other words, it's not about being actually able to tie them. It's about being noticeable. And if they're thick, then they're more noticeable than if they were thin. So koshakein deminkar mitzvah tayi, right? All the more so, their mitzvah is noticeable because they're so thick, and therefore, of course, that's okay. Now, we're going to go back and talk about Rebbe. So remember from the very beginning, okay, what we did today so far was we tried to understand what the line in the Mishnah means according to Rebbe. We gave a few different interpretations. Now we're going to say, who's the Tana, okay? Man Tana de Palagale de Rebbe. Who's the Tana who disagrees with Rebbe? Okay, in other words, generally we have just Chachamim, but they're going to say maybe it's a particular Tana's opinion. So who is this? Hi Tanahu, Ditanya, it's this Tana. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Mishum Rabbi Natan, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Benuri, Ein Lo Tzchele, Matil Lavan. Okay, here we have it. It was said in the name of Rabbi Natan. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak says in the name of Rabbi Natan, who said in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Benuri, that if Ein Lo Tzchele, Matil Lavan. Okay, here you have it. This is what we base on, right? That if you don't have Tzchele, you can just use Lavan. Ein lo tchelet metil lavan. So if you don't have tchelet, you can put lavan. Amarava, shma mina. Okay, another halacha. Now he's going back to what they said about the gardumei tchelet. Okay, the B'nai Rabbi Chiya talked about gardumei tchelet. They said they're ksherim. So he says, we can infer from there that tzarich likshor al kol chulia v'chulia. He says that you need to make a knot after each of the windings. Okay, you see how this is? Windings, knot, windings, knot, windings, knot. So he says you have to tie it, you have to make a knot after each chuliyah b'chuliyah. De'isal kadat tachlo tzarich, because if you think that you don't need to, ha'da amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya, gardumei tchele ksherim, v'gardumei ezov ksherim, kevan de'ishtere le'ilai, ishtere le'kula. So he says, if you say the gardumei tchele are okay, so if you say that gardumei tchelet or ksherim, if you wouldn't tie a knot here, then if you tied a knot only at the bottom, and let's say it got undone, then everything would basically fall apart. Okay, so they say that from here you can infer that you have to tie knots. Some people say it means you have to tie double knots so that they don't come undone, because otherwise this whole thing, and maybe what they're talking about here is, Kevan de Ishrele Eli, okay, the top knot. Now, what would you think the top knot is? You'd think the top knot was the one closest to the baguette. But no, the top is the one farthest from the baguette, okay, because it's the top, like, farthest away from the baguette. So what they're now saying is, if you would untie the bottom, the bottom one isn't tied tightly, isn't in, so again, double knot, some people say triple knot, some people say just knot, okay, then you'd have to tie that, because otherwise, you would end up with the entire thing falling apart and all, right? Imagine, this is like any knot, right? You untie a knot and then all the things would come unraveled. So, and then when they say the gardumei tchelet, right? So then, right. And it's what they said is if it's just a little bit left, then it's okay, but then the whole thing would fall apart if it wasn't knotted. And then you would have no tzitzit. Like it wouldn't, you know, there's no way you could be machshir something like that. So they say it must be that there's a very strong knot there, which means if you're left with a little, you still have the knot and the whole thing isn't going to unravel. So now they suggest that no, maybe it's not that you have a chiyuv to tie this knot. Dilma de iktar, maybe what they were referring to was a case where if it's knotted, then the gardumim are okay, even if they're very short. Okay, then what's left over is okay. Maybe it was only referring to that.
Isn't that obvious? Before we were talking about the stubs that are after they've finished wrapping and knotting.
That's obvious to you because you know that we make a knot here. But what they're discussing is maybe a knot isn't even necessarily made. So the first thing they say is it's obvious that the halacha is you have to make a knot because otherwise this wouldn't make any sense. But then they suggest, no, you don't necessarily have to say that because you could just simply say that they were referring to only if you had actually made a knot, then you would be allowed to have just a little bit of remnants left. But otherwise, the whole thing will unravel, and obviously that's not a good pair of tzitzit. Okay, we'll go on a little bit into Lama Tet. The Amar Rabba, Shma Mina, Kesher El Yon De Oraita. So Rabba says we can infer, you know, I think we can infer from here that the fact that you have to do a Kesher El Yon is actually a Halacha Mida Oraita. De'isal kadat after Rabbanan, my itzrach lemishre sadim b'tzitzit. Okay, so now he says, tying the knots here is actually mida oraita because if what's the whole thing with tzitzit and shatneh? Is that because the two psukim are juxtaposed, we allow tzitzit to be made of semer and pishtan, which are generally not allowed to be used together. So he says, it's obvious you need to tie them, because if not, then why would you need to matir sadim b'tzitzit? Sadim b'tzitzit means semer with pishtan. Why would you need to matir that? Pshita, it would be obvious that it's mutar. You wouldn't need a special limud from the pasuk to do that. Why is it so pashut? Because it says, hatochef tchifa achat eino chibur. If you just put one stitch in of wool and linen, that's not shatnez. It's only if you really stitch it. So if you just had to throw the string through the hole without tying it, mida oraita, then you wouldn't need a pasuk to teach you, because there's no real sewing and no real, it's not really together. It's not chibur, it's not put together. So therefore, elishma mina, it must be mida oraita. Amar Rav bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Ada, Amar Rav, im nifsak achu meikaro psula. If the string gets cut from the very top, it's pasul, okay? That's no good. So now we're going to have a little discussion about this. Yatev Rav Nachman v'ka'amar la lahashmata. So he went and he said this halacha. Etive Rav la Rav Nachman. So now, and as Rav Nachman said this halacha, and Rav says to Rav Nachman, but wait a minute, I have a question from a Tanaitic source in you. Bamed varim amurim b'tchilato. Aval b'sofo shiara v'gardumav kol shehu. Okay, but so now he says in the source, when do we say that tzitzit need a particular shi'ur? We need it b'tchilato, when you first put them in. But b'sofo, in other words, at the end, if it gets cut off or something, okay, as long as shi'ura v'gardumav are kol shehu, as long as there's a little teeny bit in this braita, it says, obviously says different than the other one, which said you need enough to tie it, but even a little teeny bit would be fine. So now, he says like this. Why is this a question on Rav Nachman? My shiarav umay gardumav. Why does it say, until now we've just been talking about gardumav, which is what's left. Shiarav is also the remnant. So why does it say shiarav and gardumav? So what's the first assumption? My lav shiarav di ifsik minayu v'ishtayir minayu. Gardumav di igardum yagardume. Okay, so what does this mean? This means, is it not that shiarav is, you know, it had a length and then it got cut off, and gardumav is that they were cut off entirely, which would then say, cut off entirely from the top, right, which he said was pasul, and it sounds like, if you're going to talk about shirayim and gardumav, right, that one is going to be from the bottom and one is going to be from the very top of it. So that's what he assumes it means, and that's why he says it's a contradiction. So now he says, lo. Chada katane. It means really one thing. Shire gardumav kol shehu. Okay? So what he really means when he says shirav gardumav is the remnants of the gardumim. Okay? The remnants of the of what's left, basically. Of the shreds. So then they say velema gardumav. So then you just sort of called it gardumav, like the b'nei, what were they, b'nei Rabbi Chia? Right, the b'nei Rabbi Chia called them gardume tzitzit. Shiarav lamali. Why does it say that? Hakamash malan. It comes to teach you de be'inan shiura legardumav kedei la'anvan. It's to teach you that you need a remnant of the shiurav legardumav. Means you need a little more of a shirayim. In other words, you need enough kedei la'anvan. When it says kol shehu, it really means enough to actually tie. It's not like a kol shehu of a teeny little bit like we usually have it. Okay, now we're going to have a few statements where we're going to have a debate about who exactly said them. Yativ Rava, I'm basically going ahead, so I figure maybe we could cover the Yom Kippur daf. Yativ Rava v'ka'amar mishmei derav, also they happen to be short, these dapim. Rava said and was saying in the name of Rav, chut shel kerach ole min haminyan. Okay, this is a chut what it's saying here is very simply, you do the windings, you don't take a separate string and do the windings with them, you use one of the strings that are here and you use it for the windings. Yativ Rava v'kamar mishmei d'shmuel, So chuchel kerach olem in a minyan. Amar le Rav Yosef, so he said it in the name of Rav. Amar the Rav Yosef, Shmuel Amar Rav, lo Rav. Shmuel was the one who said this, not Rav. Itmar Nami, it was also said, Amar Rav Barachana. Rav Barachana said, Sach li Rabbi Yoshi Adamin Usha, Chut shal kerach ole min aminyan. Okay, he also said the same thing. Yativ Rava, v'ka'amar mishmei de Shmuel. Okay, now another halacha. Tchelet shekarach rubak shera. Okay, if you take the tchelet and you, that you did here, you know, we're going to stop here. We're going to pick up with this tomorrow. Now we're going to start talking about the windings and how you do it. Okay, we'll pick up with here tomorrow. Okay.